welcome, my friends. Yes, my favorite day of the week. It's Friday, January the 27th. Robbie Noel with you for the next hour. Quick check on how the wacky world of finance is going. Well, the day started off bad with the release of the GDP figures, and then Fitch came out and downgraded a whole host of European countries, and the Dow hasn't quite recovered from that shock. Dow off 69 points at 12,865. NASDAQ bucking the trend up 8.75 at 2,814. U.S. dollar weaker by 49. Dollar index at 78.92. Crude oil weaker marginally by 9 cents. A barrel at 99.61. However, I have good news. Yes, my friends, we've made it 3 days in a row for the metals and the miners. Gold higher by $15 at $17.36. Silver up another 40 cents at $33.97. Platinum higher by 13 at $16.26. Palladium flat at 694, and the mining index up 302 basis point. And yes, let's hear some applause. The XAU back over 200 at 202.95. Now, on my website today, Jim Records is calling for a super spike in gold price, and he has good reason to say that. And the only reason I watch CNBC is to catch an occasional rant by Rick Santelli, because they are classic when he does let loose. And today was no exception, as he tried to illustrate to the people about what the recent raise in the debt ceiling to $16 trillion means to every single Homo sapien on the planet. Yes, my friends, 16 trillion is equal to $2,346 for every single breathing human being on the planet. And if that doesn't get you to understand what 16 trillion really means, I've also posted a very simple explanation about the U.S. budget that anybody can understand. I know some people tend to glaze over when you start talking about trillions and billions, but I think just based on that, gold and silver are going to have another good week next week. Well, as we do each and every Friday, great to welcome Charles Carlson from Straight Gate Ministries. Hey, Chuck.
Hi, Robbie. I did look at that interesting little piece you posted on your website. It was very interesting.
Yes.
Compared to the budget of the household.
Yes. Well, everybody can relate. Yeah, no question. We'll take this quick time out and be right back with Charles Carlson.
Sometimes you don't eat right and your body doesn't function correctly. On a day-to-day basis, your body needs a lot more than you think. But to do that, it's almost impossible. What can you do? Daniel chapter 1's 1 Kings formula. Tested, tried, and true. And an obvious favorite among the many Daniel chapter 1's customers. Why? Because 1 Kings has dozens of vitamins, nutrients, good carbs, protein, everything you need all in a delicious mix. It comes in two delicious flavors, chocolate or vanilla, and they're instantly bioavailable. That means that as soon as you drink it, within a few minutes, those nutrients are working. For lack of a better term, First Kings is pre-digested, so it's instant. Mix in water or juice, and your body is using it immediately. Get First Kings. Call 800-504-5511. That's 800-504-5511. Use promo code 100A for a discount. That's 100A.
Heart-related health problems affect millions of people each year. Maybe you're one of the many who suffer from issues related to angina pain, high blood pressure, congestive heart failure, unbalanced cholesterol, irregular heartbeat, or clogged arteries. There is a solution that doesn't involve expensive prescription drugs that only mask the problem and leave you with horrible side effects. If you are ready to live your life free of sickness, pain, and fear, live your life with increased vitality, energy, and youthfulness, and experience your body healing itself, then you're ready for Heart and Body Extract from Healthy Hearts Club. Here is what one satisfied customer had to say about Heart and Body Extract regarding his angina pain.
I haven't had an angina pain since I've been on it. The Heart Body Extract is just so great. I thank God that I was led to this product that's doing so much for me and that can do so much for other people.
Call to order your 2-month supply of Heart and Body Extract today. Call 1-866-295-5305 or go to hbextract.com.
Survival of the fittest. In any and all situations, survival is your number one priority. That requires being tough and thinking smart. And the folks at Freeze Dry Guy are going to help you do just that. They have the long-range patrol ration entrees, what they call the brick pack. When you're in survival mode, it is absolutely the best item for your survival pack or bug-out bag. You can go farther, faster, and carry more food with the LRP cold weather ration entrees. Not only do these long-lasting, durable entrees help sustain you or your family through the harshest environment or situation, they are by far the most delicious of their kind. No contest. With a variety of tasty entrees, you can't beat the LRP brick packs. Let Freeze Dry Guy help you in your survival situations. Go to freezedryguy.com. That's freezedryguy.com. Or call 866-404-3663. That's 866-404-FOOD.
What wisdom hangs a man upon a tree as the only way to end my misery? What kind of thinking made the way to heaven hard? A crooked journey down a straight and narrow path. How can I make sense of this? I am living in God's foolishness. All the money and the power and the cleverness of this world defeated by foolishness.
Welcome back to the flip side, that little piece of bump music, courtesy of my son-in-law and his former band, Tree 63. We're speaking with Charles Carlson from Straygate Ministries. Well, Chuck, it seems as though the UN, no shock or surprise, confirmed your many statements about U.S. ethanol policy.
Yes, indeed, it did. As a matter of fact, at least the leader of the food for FAO, it's something about food for the world, made a very positive statement.
The Food and Agricultural Organization.
Thank you. That's the organization. Yeah, and he made a very strong statement that that there should be no use of cereal grains to make fuel.
Yeah, and I mean, he was, I thought he was very even-handed, you know. I mean, he didn't trash biofuels. He says that there's no question, you know, biofuels hold a certain promise, but better technology and improvements are required But I think the telling statement he said, which brought it home for me, is that cereal should not be used for biofuel production. I mean, it just sounds crazy. Why would you?
Well, of course, it's created a monopoly, a food monopoly, and we live in a country now that has a food monopoly. You have a few giant corporations, Monsanto and Archer Daniel Midland, and a few dozen more, that essentially now control our supply of food. They do it simply by creating a shortage, and they don't have to create a shortage of meat. They don't have to create a shortage of potatoes. They don't have to create a shortage of everything. All they have to do is take the biggest and most important and most critical, the cheapest food used in mankind and in animal life, and create a shortage of that. Yep. And that, of course, is corn, and that's why the price of corn is up 300%. It isn't because farmers wanted to pay three times as much for the corn they feed to animals, or dog food makers wanted to spend three times as much to buy corn to put in dog food. It isn't because all the other commodities have gone up 300%. It's because they concocted an amazing scheme to vacuum the corn surplus right out of circulation to where there was none. A few years ago, you could drive around the Middle West, and even here in Colorado, and you see giant piles of corn on the ground. There was a huge surplus. It made the pharaohs look like pikers when they wanted to save 7 years. There was a lot of corn around. And along came the use of biofuels, and pretty soon we started reading these little articles that were telling us that the surplus of corn was disappearing, and all of a sudden it was gone, and then up went the price. And this is the mechanism of control of all food, is to basically create a shortage of the one food that's the cheapest. That's what they've done. And of course, the reason the United Nations guy responded to this is that he's in charge of the UN programs that go to places like Gaza and set up distribution centers or Darfur or starving places in Africa that you know so much about. They set up distribution centers and try to feed people on a budget, and they're simply observing that they can't afford to buy the food to feed people that are really starving. So this is the product of the corn monopoly that's been created, corn ethanol monopoly. And as we've written in our papers, for the listeners that haven't heard us talk about this before, it's now coming to light what was been very obvious from people with high school chemistry who bothered to look at what ethanol is. It's very, very simple that ethanol is no good for a fuel. It just does not produce the miles per gallon that that hydrocarbons produce. Therefore, it's expensive. It's much more expensive to use for fuel, and it of course never was designed for fuel. Alcohol is designed, I guess, to drink. At least it has more benefit drinking it than it does putting it in a car, because it does nothing. I guess it doesn't do too much good for us either way, does it?
And I guess that's why he emphasized that new technology improvements are required in the production of biofuels.
Yeah, but there really aren't any. I mean, you have some physical laws that you just have to...
Well, you know, as far as I remember, Chuck, I think Brazil, I know in South Africa they developed a biofuel from using sugar cane.
Absolutely, yes. And I could speak to that. Go ahead. Yes, sugar cane.
And obviously it just makes logical sense that, sugar cane should be used instead of a basic food source, because I don't think sugarcane is a food source last time I checked.
Right, unless you want to consider sugar to be a food, which it is, but it's one that we don't consider to be as healthy. But Brazil has done just exactly that. The Brazilians, I think they've made a mistake too. They basically created an ethanol industry, then they dictated that all cars had to burn ethanol. They ended up with 450 ethanol plants in Brazil. They harvest sugar cane, and they put the sugar cane through, and it does make ethanol cheaper than corn because you don't have to convert the starch in corn to sugar before you convert it to ethanol. It's already very sugary stuff. So it saves a step, and it makes ethanol cheaper. But the only problem is it's driven up the price of sugar in the world market to where the price of sugar is about twice what it was before Brazil went into the business of producing ethanol. And so now you have the same kind of a problem creeping up on the Brazilians. They're actually, their sugar cane industry is now saying, well, it's, since the price of sugar has gone up, it's more practical to sell sugar than it is to make it into ethanol. So they are now having trouble reaching their mandates. And so the whole idea of all of this is that somebody has dictated that we use a fuel, and if you examine the fuel, as we've had chemical engineers explain to us very simply, that alcohol has a oxygen molecule attached to the height of the chain, and that oxygen molecule has weight to it, and it makes ethanol one-third more expensive to burn than if you burn hydrocarbons. So any way you cut it, you get one-third less miles per gallon out of a gallon of ethanol than you get out of a gallon of gasoline. And it can't be any different because it's in the chemistry of alcohol. This is one of the little hidden secrets of ethanol, is that it's not a good fuel. A lot of people have thought that because you hear about race cars running on ethanol, it's a great fuel. Well, it does burn hot, and it will make a car go fast, but it takes twice as much. And every race car driver knows that. It just simply takes twice as much. So when you fill up your SUV and you have 2 gallons of ethanol in it, those 2 gallons of ethanol are going to get you one-third less miles than if you had those 2 gallons were hydrocarbon gasoline. You just lose about 20 miles or something like that.
That doesn't make any logical sense. Obviously using a food source. Can we try and squeeze in a few calls here, Chuck?
Absolutely.
Let's go to Arthur in Georgia. Hey, Arthur.
Good afternoon, gentlemen.
Hi.
Well, being a farmer, this is a topic that is near and dear to my heart.
I bet it is. Yeah, hi.
Yeah.
Talk to a farmer.
First of all, we have to understand, when we talk about corn, number one, cows were not intended to eat corn. It's not something that they would naturally eat. If you take and you offer, and try this for those of you who haven't tried this before, if you offer corn-based feed to a cow in one trough, and then you put in another trough feed that doesn't have corn in it, that is actually, wheat and other things.
Arthur, hold that thought, brother. We got to take a quick commercial time out here.
Sure, there are winter specials, and then there are super winter specials at HerbalHealer.com. Battle through this cold and flu season with powerful, natural, and safe flu fighters like Elderberry Power, Orgicillin, Olive Leaf Capsules, Grapefruit Seed Extract, and Respir 8, all specially priced during the winter sale at HerbalHealer.com. Don't forget Vitamin D3 this winter. Right now, HerbalHealer.com has 120 soft gels, 1,000 IUs, sale priced at only $9. We also have a super winter Winter Special on 6 homeopathic liquid detoxes. Whole body detox, liver detox, kidney detox, lymph detox, brain detox, and lung detox. All liquid detoxes, regularly $26.95, are now just $20. HerbalHealer.com. As always, new customers get a free 128-page catalog with your order. Log on now and save big when you hit the Winter Specials at HerbalHealer.com. Healing the world with nature, one person at a time, since 1988.
In times like these, you can't depend on the government to keep you warm and fed, but you can depend on the Vermont Bun Baker to do just that. With the Vermont Bun Baker, you'll never be in a situation where you can't cook, bake, fry, boil water, or heat your home all at the same time. One of the most revolutionary cook stoves, wood stoves ever, the Vermont Bun Baker is available with or without soapstone veneer, a natural stone that retains heat and radiates it back into the room once the fire is out. A beautiful addition to your home, the Vermont Bun Baker has an efficiency rating well above 75% and qualifies for the wood stove tax credit. For more information, watch the Vermont Bun Baker on YouTube and live stream, or visit us at www.vermontwoodstove.com. You can also reach us by calling 1-866-SOAPSTONE. Don't ever be hungry or cold because the power's gone out. With a Vermont Bun Baker, all you have to worry about is what's for dinner.
This is an important message from HempUSA.org. For our listeners who are advancing in age, baby boomers, and to all who want to be healthy, we urge you to try our microplant powder and see the difference it makes in your life. Please visit HempUSA.org and read about microplant powder. It's easy to take, one heaping tablespoon in any liquid three times a day. Call 908-691-2608 or visit HempUSA.org. Please inform your family, friends, and relatives about this incredible product. It can change your life if you give it a chance. So try microplant powder today. Call 908-691-2608. In this toxic world, microplant powder can help now in cleaning out heavy metals, parasites, viruses, fungus, and bacteria. Please download our catalog at hempusa.org today.
Welcome back to the flip side for this Friday, having a chat as we do each and every Friday with Charles Carlson from Straight Gate Ministries, and right now having a chat with Arthur from Georgia. And you were saying before we went to the break, Arthur?
Any real farmer will tell you corn is not part of cow's natural diet. They won't naturally eat it on their own. They will eat things that are natural to them, like other forms of grain, wheat and things like this, rye and whatnot. And if you give a cow an option between a corn-based feed and a feed that does not have any corn in it, they will naturally go to the one that has no corn in it. Now, I personally will not knowingly buy beef that has been fed corn. I won't do it because I know how harmful it can be to a cow. Now, when you talk about subsidies, subsidies hurt farmers more than, believe this or not, far more than Monsanto. And it's because of what it does to our food supply.
Yeah.
Now, subsidies are just a bad thing because you can find fields all around the country that back years ago used to be active crop farms or agricultural farms of one form or another, be it for livestock or whatever. But these fields are not being used because farmers are being paid not to grow anything. That's part of subsidy problems right there. If you got rid of these subsidies and allow the market to work its magic, and it's a wonderful thing. it will straighten that problem out quickly. And when you talk about biofuels, what a lot of people miss, and I don't hear people talking about this, and I really would love to hear more information getting out there, because I keep trying to get people to understand this. We have a biofuel that is extremely effective. The problem is many in Washington and elsewhere don't want this, and that's hemp-based fuel. In 1941, 1942,
I knew you were going to say that.
Ford Motor Company perfected this. This has been around for years.
Oh, sure.
Just don't use it because, one, it's super, super, super cheap to grow hemp. It's easy to produce. It's 100% environmentally compatible. There's no pesticides, no herbicides, no nothing. And you can get multiple crops in 1 year, and it will produce far more than corn or any other crop. So why are we wasting our time with stupidity when we have what we need?
What do you think of the mandate that we need, that we have to burn 10% ethanol in our car, whether we want to or not?
I'm absolutely against mandates of any kind. I don't care if it's fuel or health care or whatever. Government has no authority to mandate anything to anybody.
And in the long run, I think mandates, in the long run, you agree.
They don't like it.
In the long run, we agree that it's not good for the farmer either. And by the way, I came from a farm, so I agree with you 100%. I don't know about hemp, though, but I'll read about it.
Absolutely,
Chuck. And well, Arthur, let me tell you, Arthur,
In fact, I'll tell you, I've done a lot of research into hemp, and one thing I found that other than items that absolutely must be made out of metal or glass, because either one, like with metal, they have to withstand intense heats, or like your engine in your car, or things like glass, like windows and things like that, there's nothing in your house or anywhere in your life that cannot be made from hemp, and that includes styrofoams, plastic, paper, you name it.
Arthur, we got to move on, but let me give you a promise here. I'm going to find an expert as far as hemp and ethanol is concerned, and I'll do a show on it, my friend.
Thanks very much, Arthur.
Thanks, Arthur.
Keep on farming.
Let's go to Sherry in Kansas. Hey, Sherry.
Hello.
Hi.
Robbie and Chuck. Chuck, you're leaving out some important things. But first I want to say, if you wanted to make sure the ethanol program would fail, you would use a plant like corn that is high input, because there are lots of things you can make alcohol out of on marginal soils. And you wouldn't be having to use good cropland, number one, but if you want to make sure it fails, you use something that takes a lot of inputs. But you are completely discounting the byproducts of the mash. And number one, you can still feed your spent corn mash to your animals, but they're probably not going to take it if you use GMO corn.
You're into GMO corn, which is genetically modified corn, in other words.
Well, we got another quick commercial timeout here. Sherry, you want to hold?
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network, because you can handle the truth.
Did you know that the water you're drinking may contain over 2,000 different contaminants? From hormone-disrupting and mind-altering chemicals like fluoride in pharmaceuticals, to newly emerging contaminants like radiation and other hybrid chemicals that water treatment plants don't screen out of our drinking water. PureEffectFilters.com has a breakthrough filter solution to effectively reduce the widest range of such contaminants, including the radiation coming from the Fukushima disaster. In addition, the filters will also revitalize your water by releasing natural minerals and electrolytes while increasing pH and antioxidant levels. Safeguard and revitalize your drinking water today with a breakthrough Pure Effect water filter system. Visit PureEffectFilters.com to learn more or contact us today at 1-888-891-4821. That's 1-888-891-4821. Call now and take one of the most important steps you'll take to a healthier future.
Modern medicine has given doctors miraculous powers. Using 21st century imaging technology, surgeons can peer inside the human body in extraordinary detail. Unfortunately for patients, there's virtually no transparency in the billing process. Too often, patients agree to surgical procedures without understanding the full cost of treatment. But all that is about to change. The Surgery Center of Oklahoma is revolutionizing medicine with affordable surgical procedures and completely transparent pricing. Their board-certified surgeons perform over 7,000 surgeries per year at a fraction of the cost charged by traditional providers. The Surgery Center of Oklahoma is perfect for individuals without insurance and people with high deductible plans. If you have a health savings account or self-funded plan, you should definitely consider our services. We even welcome patients from Canada and around the world. Check out our website for all-inclusive pricing at surgerycenterok.com. That's surgerycenterok.com. Or give us a call at 405-475-0678.
If you're the mother of a child with behavior problems, I'd like to talk to you. My name is Janet Lehman. I'm a behavioral therapist and a mom. I know what it's like when the child you love becomes a defiant, out-of-control child who disrespects you. That's why my husband James and I created the Total Transformation, the program that tens of thousands of moms are now using to turn around their child's behavior. If you've heard about the Total Transformation and wondered if it will work for you, now you can try it for free. I'm willing to give away 1,000 programs today for free. All you need to do is get the program and let us know how it works for you. We'll let you keep it for free. I know the Total Transformation works because I used these techniques with my own son and with troubled kids for over 30 years. Let me prove to you that it works by giving you the program for free.
Call now. 1-800-583-1093. 1-800-583-1093. That's 1-800-583-1093.
Welcome back to the Flip Side for this Friday. Robbie Noel with Charles Colson from Straight Gate Ministries, and we're having a chat with Sherry in Kansas.
Yes, sir. I just wanted to say that if it hadn't been for Rockefeller giving the temperance movement a whole bunch of money to get the prohibition started, Rockefeller's main aim was to cut down all these stills in the country that were producing alcohol, because up until, I think, 1931, Ford made cars that ran on alcohol and gas, and you could adjust it from the inside of your car, because you could stop in the country and buy some alcohol from a farmer.
But absolutely.
If we had that, we wouldn't be at the, if they hadn't stopped that, our alcohol industry would be much more developed. There'd be innovations. And right now we are at the...
Sherry, excuse me to interrupt you. Do you have an ethanol plant in your neighborhood?
No, but it's very possible. And, Robbie, I hope you get David Bloom on, because Charles... Well, I admire a lot of the other stuff he's doing. He is not knowledgeable on alcohol, and it is possible.
Okay, Sherry.
To put small plants in where the local farmers, and you could, it would be a money stimulator. Did you know you can make alcohol out of the roots of these buffalo gourds? You can make
Let Charles comment here, Sherry.
Sherry, you mentioned that that the distiller's mash is left over after they make the alcohol. There's two big plants that I just checked out yesterday. One of them is called Aventine. It operates about a dozen or more of these plants. Each one of them cost more than $100 million. Some of them cost $200 million each. Aventine Corporation's average cost of production is $4.45 a gallon for the last year. In other words, for every gallon of ethanol they produce, it costs them $4.45 a gallon. And they're competing with gasoline that gets one-third more mileage, and this sells for $2 and, presently $2.80 in the futures market.
Wow,
so $4.45 versus $2.80, and that's after Aventine peddles the mash that they end up with. So the whole economics of ethanol are really very clear, and there's no way it can compete with gasoline. That's why they get subsidies on it.
Thanks, Sherry, we got your point, but I want to try and get to as many callers as we can. Yeah, Chuck.
Okay, so anyway, Sherry, the economics aren't there, and it isn't just my knowledge. We've consulted with consulting engineers in the petrochemical business who've done these studies for us, including one that helped me with these studies yesterday. Add up.
Let's go to Gary in Montana. Hey, Gary.
Biotic oil theory.
Hi, Gary.
Hello, Chuck. I just wanted to bring to table the abiotic oil theory, where the oil is produced by a chemical process in the Earth's mantle as opposed to the decaying biomatter.
Yeah, right. Good point.
I think,
in other words, the refining is all done for us by nature, so when we get the product, it's already refined. Or not refined, but it's been cooked, right? Is that what you're telling me?
Well, it's created by a function inside the Earth's mantle as opposed to decaying biomatter. So really there's no peak oil problem because the Earth keeps producing it. It's like a blood in our body.
And of course, that's why another one reason the ethanol industry is totally impractical is that they have to add all the energy that the Earth's crust does for you by pressure and heat and so on. That all has to be paid for, and they have to buy hydrocarbons to distill the ethanol. And every process involved in, even the process of raising the corn, they have to, you know, use petrochemicals in order to raise the corn, fertilize the corn, and so on. All of that adds up to this idea that the petrochemical plants are the ethanol plants are going broke, basically, producing this stuff because at $6 a bushel, they cannot begin to produce ethanol.
The point I'm trying to make is that the peak oil theory is a scam like global warming. The big oil companies don't want word to get out that oil is not a finite resource.
Oh, okay. Well, I didn't know it wasn't, but obviously it's been created in the earth, so it must be going on.
Well, the Russians go about exploring for oil via the abiotic theory, as opposed to the decaying matter.
Oh, really?
You know, they're looking for wells at 30,000 feet, 2 feet in diameter, with 10,000 psi pressure.
Where do I read about this? It's very interesting.
Just Google abiotic oil.
Abiotic.
Yeah, A-B-I-O-T-I-C.
Okay.
And it's really quite a debate. But there's more science backing abiotic than there is the peak oil theory.
Thanks,
I
got
to go to work, guys.
I appreciate it.
Thanks, Gary.
Let's go to Bill in Alabama. Hey, Bill.
Is this me?
Yes,
hi,
sir.
Bill.
All right. By the way, that caller was exactly right, too. That's not what I called about, but he's exactly right. Deep earth oil is different from fossil fuels and is an unlimited supply. But anyhow, getting to what I wanted to tell you, down here in Alabama, we call ethanol corn whiskey. And my granddaddy was a bootlegger. My great-granddaddy is a bootlegger. My daddy was a bootlegger, so I can't help but know a little something about it. It's a family tradition. Now, I can tell you one thing about ethanol. You can take one bushel of corn, for example, and you can you're going to have an external heat source to work the mash off once you get it processed into the mash. it off with, it doesn't matter whether it's got, say, propane or natural gas or whatever, you squeeze every bit of ethanol you can out of that single bushel, and then on the next bushel, you use the ethanol you got out of the first bushel to produce all you can out of the second bushel, and I guarantee you, you won't have enough energy to produce that second bushel out of what you got out of the first bushel. So it's a losing proposition all the way around.
Well, that's something that's been learned by observation in the family, right?
Exactly right.
So what you had to do in the still was you had to cut wood to keep the still going, or you had to bring in some source of petrochemicals to heat
well,
the still?
Yes, sir. If you wanted to finish producing that second bushel, you had to bring in another energy source.
You know, that is a tremendous point, and it's just that simple. There is not a single biochemical plant that we can find producing ethanol. None of these ethanol plants, of all the several hundred that we can find, that uses one drop of ethanol to heat the plant. They bring in natural gas, or they bring in petrochemicals, and they run their plant in petrochemicals. Further, none of the farmers that produce the corn use ethanol to run their tractor. They all use diesel or gasoline. And it's for exactly the point you just made. There's not enough energy in it to produce itself. Exactly right.
All right. Well, that's what I had to say, so thank you for listening, sir.
You confirmed it. You absolutely confirmed it. That makes perfect sense. I didn't know that, but that makes perfect sense.
Thanks, Bill.
All right.
Let's go to Joel in Wisconsin. Hey, Joel.
Howdy, guys.
Hi.
When the powers that be that control the money, that controls the politicians, that controls the media, they can make any other sort, when that control a dollar that's linked to the oil, they can, through their power, make any alternative look desirable or undesirable, according to what they want. And if they want to promote the oil, they can make it look that way. There is nuclear. France uses 85% nuclear, no problem. Our technology. There's hydrogen. There's even if the alcohol was just to get us independent, it would be worth it. They can make alcohol out of seaweed, which wouldn't harm the corn at all. My point is, all of our information comes from the enemy.
Yep, absolutely. Hey, Joel, thanks. You know, Chuck, in the very topics we have discussed on the show, I have to say the response today has been overwhelming, and obviously you've hit a raw nerve here, my friend.
Well, a raw nerve some places, and a lot of people should be saying right now, I'm not going to put up with these mandates. We're going to get rid of these things because there's no justification whatsoever to mandate we have to burn anything in our car. It just doesn't make any sense at all. We have to buy something because the Environmental Protection Agency says we do, and something that costs us more and gets us back. We did this calculation, and it's cost the average family in the last 5 years about $5,000 in increased food cost over a five-year period of time just because of the shortage created by the use of corn. And we know that some farmers have benefited, and some of them are my friends, but we just can't afford that. And it's not good for the farmers in the long run, as has been pointed out by somebody today. In the long run, farming is a business of taking care of what you have. And what the ethanol industry has forced farmers to do is to really rape their own land, which they are doing, especially in places like Brazil. But also, it's happening in the United States. People are over-farming their land in order to get this wonderful $6 a bushel corn sold into the marketplace.
Let's try and squeeze in another call here. Chuck, George in Texas. Hey, George.
How you doing, Robbie? How you doing, Chuck?
All right, sir.
Hi, George.
Yeah, you know, the thing is about ethanol, I just bought a car, a 1970 Chevy Nova. I bought it from an old lady whose husband passed away. All she did was leave it in the garage and let it sit. And it still runs and has all original parts on it, but I will not put the gasoline in that car because ethanol is not good for the cars.
Yeah. Yep.
You know.
Yep.
And, yep. you know, And this is a car that ran on leaded gasoline.
Yeah.
Before they had
you probably already know this, but there is a absolutely ironclad chemical reason why ethanol is bad for your 57 car. It's not made. It's made with rubber and gaskets and things like that. It's made with metals that can be corroded by water and gas lines and water in carburetors and things like that. And ethanol cannot even be purified. It cannot be. You can't get pure ethanol. It's always got 5% water in it, and it will recapture water if you do purify it. So what happens is the ethanol in your gas tank collects water. The water rushes your gas tank. Pretty soon, the water goes to the bottom, of course. Pretty soon, you have a hole in the bottom of your gas tank. It's the same of carburetor and all kinds of other parts. And ethanol is also corrosive to a lot of rubber products. So you have to, the reason that what they're doing is rebuilding the cars to actually make them, to actually protect them from the ethanol that that you're being forced to put in.
You know, the thing is, I just hope, like, in a couple of years, if we get a game changer in the White House, it's more like we got to start enforcing these antitrust laws, because I'll tell you, ethanol is a product of not enforcing antitrust laws and corporations using the force of government to shut down competition, or, you know, not create it, you know, just shut down competition. We have no free market anymore. Because I can tell you, in free market standards, ethanol would not survive.
That's absolutely right, and we pointed that out. I don't know if you heard the previous caller, but we studied these ethanol plants. They're all losing money, at least the ones we found. They're losing as much as $1 a gallon. And, of course, the investors in them are soaking it up. The stocks of these companies have gone to pot. These giant plants, some of them are closed down, sitting out in the prairie. There's one in Hope County, South Carolina, that was only open for 6 months and it went into bankruptcy. A friend of ours has looked at that. These plants are white elephants. They can't be converted to any other practical use. It's all a sham. It was all paid for. It was subsidized with taxpayers' dollars in all kinds of ways that we don't even know about. We don't even know how they went about subsidizing these companies to build these giant plants that cost $100 million apiece.
Well, it's just like Solyndra and, I just heard, like, a company Obama subsidized for making electric car batteries is going bankrupt.
Uh-huh.
It's just saying, you know, government subsidies really take the incentive out of the free market and competition.
Oh, absolutely.
And which I got one more quick, it's slightly a different subject. You know, the thing is, I've been looking at, like, the feud between Newt and Mitt. And
yeah.
They're saying Newt is the anti-establishment Republican candidate. I don't really believe that. Newt is no more anti-establishment than he is anti-adultery.
Yeah.
And, you know, the thing is, he is the phony maverick trying to divert attention away from Ron Paul.
We had a whole program about him today to talk about today, but we haven't got to him yet, but I agree.
Yeah.
I mean, he's a phony anti-establishment. He's pro-establishment. I mean, he's no different than Obama. He's no different than Romney. And, you know, the thing is, they say, oh, he's a loose cannon and all that stuff. No, that's just a diversion away from Ron Paul with all this mudslinging. It's all staged. I mean, I don't buy it one bit that Newt's an anti-establishment candidate. He, like I say, you know, you say he's no more anti-establishment than he is pro-fidelity. So.
Yeah, good point. He was in the establishment for most all his career, almost all his career in Congress.
Well, thank you, gentlemen. Have a good weekend.
Thank you. Take care of that 57 model car.
Yeah, thanks, George.
The stuff is bad for cars, especially old cars. It's death on old cars.
People
with old cars are told that they should run the car dry before they shut it off and let it set.
I wonder if the folks that were in Scottsdale at the recent Barrett car auction paying big bucks for all those old classics were aware of what would happen if they ran ethanol on their prize collectibles.
I don't know, but I'd like to know where you can buy gasoline that doesn't have ethanol in it.
Yeah, absolutely.
used to be that if you bought the premium gasoline, it didn't have ethanol, but I think it's all got ethanol now.
Yeah.
And these Band-Aids call for increasing the amount of ethanol we have to buy.
Well, Chuck, we got another short commercial break, and we'll be back on the other side with Charles Carlson from Straight Gate Ministries after this.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Do you flinch when a police car appears in your rearview mirror or you get pulled over? Are you squeamish when an envelope arrives in the mail with a return address of a court, a government agency like the IRS, or some law firm? Would you like to escape government agency harassment? Then visit escapeharassment.com. George Bush allegedly says, "The government constitution is nothing but a doggone piece of paper." Well, that's a contract! A contract is an offer acceptance of that offer, at which point a contract arises by law and the offeror can no longer withdraw the offer. We teach, do not accept! That way there is no contract or agreement for you to go to their court or private club meeting. To escape government agency harassment like the IRS, visit escapeharassment.com. This is a tried and proven experienced process, not experimental, with a money-back guarantee that it works and success testimonials from previous students. Remember, escapeharassment.com. That's escapeharassment.com.
Hey, honey, I'm home. I grabbed a newspaper on the way home. Look at all the news today.
Don't you know that all you're going to get in the newspaper is propaganda, twisted news, and false information?
Honey, this is a national newspaper. It has to be true.
Ha! Huh. For some reason, the majority of the population believe anything the mainstream media tells them. The newspaper doesn't give out the important attention of what's happening to this country and news that affects our daily lives. Say, does that newspaper mention anything about the North American Union?
No, not that I can see.
I didn't think so. You need to go to www.newswithviews.com, where truth is more important than political correctness. That's www.newswithviews.com. Hey, don't throw that away. We can use that in the birdcage.
Okay, move over. Let me start reading newswithviews.com.
The truth? Read all about it at newswithviews.com. Newswithviews.com, where reality shatters illusion.
Welcome back to the flip side for this Friday. Speaking with Charles Carlson from Straight Gate Ministries. Well, Chuck, we could have gone in any direction, but let me ask you this. Have you received any feedback since Gilad Atzmon featured your video on his website, The Roots of Christian Zionism?
We sure have. My ally, Tom, who handles that area for us, keeps track of who's watching these things, called me and told me that we had a tremendous surge in listenership from literally all over the globe of that video. And that's a one-hour video. And the number of people who watched it in the last week has probably exceeded the number that watched it in the last 6 months. It was a tremendous number of people who jumped on it, and I couldn't be more delighted that Gilad Osman has decided that it was important enough to kind of feature on his site there. Got a beautiful big picture of John Hagee there, and yes, people are watching it. And it is on YouTube and Vimeo and can be found from going to our site or, of course, Gilad Osman's site. Yeah.
And we have a link to it on my site at rubbynull.com. And, I guess I shouldn't be shocked or amazed if you actually tell me next week you got a letter from Gilad.
I know him. You know, I've met him two or three times.
Oh, okay.
He's been here, and I've had a chance to meet him. And my friend Rich Siegel, who made the beautiful song about Palestine, he and Gilad Osman, every time Gilad Osman gets to New York, he and Rich Siegel get together and have a jam fest. Two Jews who are adamantly anti-Zionist and are willing to take personal risk to say so. Two great guys and two great musicians, for that matter. Both of them great musicians. So,
yeah,
real pleased.
Absolutely, and it seems like it was a lifetime ago. But this time last week on this very show, we broke the story about the article in the Atlanta Jewish Times by Andrew Adler, who called for the assassination of President Obama. And I can't believe how viral that story has gone over the past week, Chuck.
It really has. And, of course, you just can't say it's something like that about any president, no matter what you think of him. Who are these guys that they think they can get away with that? You and I would never we would be in the slammer before you had time to hang up the phone if we said something like that on the air. So why does this guy think he can get away with that? He says later, well, he was just trying to stir up some attention and make a point. He sure made a point. He's selling the Atlanta Jewish News now. He's got that up for sale, and he's resigned and so on. So more we didn't need.
Yeah, absolutely. Well,
no matter how we feel about Obama.
Absolutely. Thanks, my friend, once again.
Pleasure.
Have a great weekend, and look forward to seeing you next Friday.
All right.
Well, my friends, that wraps it up for this week. Stand by for Vincent and Prepare USA coming up at the top of the hour. Hope you have a fantastic weekend, and we'll do this again on Monday. Till then, see you. Bye.